Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all who have decided to join us here on Mastermind 101 Radio. It's Jacqueline Richards here, and I am sitting in front of this extraordinary window watching the sun come up. What a great day in the nation's capital. That would be Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. For those of you who have always wanted to come out and join us in this nation's capital, please feel free to come out and play. Again, I'm Jacqueline Richards. I'm a mortgage consultant and a yoga instructor and author of Yoga for Your Personal Finances. And I began this show because I found that there's so much balance that we'd like to have in place in each and every one of our lives. So it doesn't matter if you're in Canada, the U.S., South America or Africa, or Australia, or the Antarctic. It wouldn't matter to me, only that we all have the same story. We'd love a bigger, more fulfilling life. And I'm so glad you decided to come out and play with us and listen to my guest presentation speaker here. And I have to say, I'm a little giddy. I am so nervous. She is an extraordinary woman. I have had the pleasure of knowing Kim McLeod for she won't tell you, and I'm not going to tell you, but I'm sure it's more than just a couple days. It is years that we have under our belt. With what I do, looking for some balance in my life and helping others find balance in theirs, I find it incredibly interesting that you are surrounded by like-minded individuals who have the same ideas and concepts. Last year, I had a conversation with Kim McLeod, who is the creator of I Am Possible, the Mom and Daughter Conference. And everything she said spoke to me. Everything she said spoke to my clients and the children of my clients. Everything she said spoke to my mom, my sister, my aunts, my cousins. Everything she said had everything to do about finding a healthy place to stand in these relationships that are so important, that we learn so much in and from. Yeah, I am so excited. I'm sorry. Is Kim here now?
I
got Kim on the line? Oh, thank you. See, I'm giddy. You have no idea. And it's not because I had a lot of coffee. It's because we wind up speaking about something that is so important to me as a mom, as a daughter, as a sister. Are we ready to share some ideas with the public that choose to listen to us and who choose to embrace it?
Let's do it.
Wicked. Just a quick description. We already saw this on Blog Talk. We've already seen that you are clearly interested in living an interesting and colorful life, and I know you'll talk to that. I know that you are in a position where you are a coach. You are a mentor. You are the author of Wishing, The Diaries of a Teen Pregnancy. And, you know, those who are listening, we know we have witnessed it. Perhaps we are a part of it, a teen pregnancy. No one gives you the rule book. But, man, Kim has so many brilliant ideas when you're reading this book. You know, when we are giving birth, when we are lopped into that place that we call ourselves a parent, a dad or a mother, it doesn't come with a rule book. However, we have people who want to help. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh,
glad
to have you.
Speak with you again.
You have to tell me more about this second annual conference that you've put together for us. And note, I think every single community should have this conference. Why did you do it, Kim? Why did you put together such a beautiful, beautiful opportunity?
You know, ultimately, there is nothing more awesome than the lifelong bonds between women. And we always hope that it'll be between mother and daughter. Sometimes that becomes fractured. But, you know, we have aunts. We have social workers who come into our lives. We have professors. We have girlfriends. And It's learning about being bonded, about yourself, about listening to each other in a meaningful way, respecting each other so that those bonds can be sustained. And when I've been doing work about self-esteem with young women, the key factor in there that was missing were moms. And yet at the same time doing work with moms about parenting, guess what was missing? The self-esteem around parenting. So why not bring the two of them together to build on their confidence and their capacity and their love at the same time? And so that was the beginning. That's the key of wanting to do this day, of making sure that this day happens, of bringing it forward for moms and daughters. And moms and daughters, we've started at a young age, at 11 to 15.
Right.
To really touch with them, you know, before they become more autonomous and moving on. I want to see them create a bond together, that purposeful bond, so that they can take that forward and continue to nurture that as their relationship grows.
Now, it doesn't have to be, and I know you're going to let me know and let all of us know, it's not about a biological mom. It doesn't have to be a biological daughter.
No. It could be your foster daughter, your foster mom. It could be your grandmother. It could be your aunt. It's the important woman in your life, or the important woman in a child's life who would like to do this event with them. I mean, if you're the auntie that does some mothering and nurturing and talking and listening, then you might want to be the one to bring that girl that's important in your life to this event, with the parents' permission, of course. But any woman with a mentorship role. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I grew up in my community, my tribe. It is exactly that. We are all raising our children, and it doesn't matter if you're the friend of the family. It doesn't matter that you are extended family. It doesn't matter if you're an in-law. We're all responsible for the growth of our children. And and I know that at this conference, it doesn't matter if I, like you say, if I'm the auntie who loves you so much that needs to bring you here, or if I'm the sister who has a sister who really should be there too.
Yeah. The ideal of a mother being biological is not an important piece. I mean, it's about having that important relationship, and that important relationship being identified and nurtured. That's what's important. We call it mother.
Yeah, but just a label.
Yep. Lots
and
of people
can
under that label.
yeah, it's so true. That would be me in my neighborhood thinking, you know what, you kids, you have to get out of the way. You'll get hit by a car, and that would be sad. And as a mom, I know how important that is to reach out and scream, move out of the way.
That's it.
It's so true. You have spoken, you've said that it's about self-esteem. You've put together a couple of teammates in the conference to bring that essence together.
Yes. Let me tell you about that. Here we go.
I wish you would. That would be great.
The day is supported by powerful women in our community who are coming together because they believe in the same concept of supporting the mother and daughter. And these women who will be there also bring a very powerful aspect of life and skill building to the day. We'll start the day off with some warm-ups, of course, and I'll be managing that, and we'll get to know each other a little bit better, and we have some ground rules for the day. And then following that, we're going to have Janet and Denise from Stronger You Karate Dojo. They are going to be with us to teach us about self-defense. Such an important topic when it comes to mothers and daughters, and being able to recognize each other's power and capacity. And that, you know, we get stuck with, you know, not wanting our daughters to travel alone and be safe, and yet at the same time we're releasing them to become young women and on their own. And so the sooner that we can give them powerful skills and the capacity to defend themselves, however that plays out, whether it's social, emotional, physical, the better they will be as young adults when they reach college, when they are independent and having to make choices. So these ladies have come. They were there last year. They're here again, and they've got some great information for the mothers and daughters. And of course, Jacqueline, you're going to be there as well.
Yeah. And before we go on, only because this is incredibly interactive, I love, that self-defense piece. What better way to understand how much power you really do possess than here, let me allow it to happen. If anyone wants to call in and have a conversation with us here on air, the number is 602-753-1776. Again, it's 602-753-1776. So we've got our dojo taken care of, and she's going to hang out with us. Okay.
Jacqueline, you're going to be there, and one of the most powerful pieces that you bring is showing us how to breathe and how to find a presence within ourselves. And I thought that was very important. I mean, using yoga and breathing is very the essence of yoga. One of the reasons that really spoke to me to be there was because life is so stressful. We send our girls off to school. We've got, you know, just the stress of going to school, peers, academics, socializing, and then we've got this thing called social media on top of that. Like, there's a lot of stress today. I think it's 10 times worse than when we were younger for young women going to school. And I want them to be able to have a tool that's so simple that will help them cope with the stress as they become aware of when they're reacting to stress. And hey, guess what? That same tool, learning how to breathe and relax yourself and how to find a presence, will also benefit moms. So that's amazingly awesome right there.
It is. It is.
Looking forward to that.
That's why I was so giddy. Sorry, in the beginning, I am so excited about being able to present and offer those concepts to kids. And I witnessed that. We all witnessed that when people get anxious about life and overwhelmed about life. I am looking very much forward to spending the day with moms and daughters.
That's great. That's great. We
and you've added dance into it.
Oh,
I'm
my
excited.
Gosh, yes. Yes. Well, you know, let me give a shout-out to Christy Vito, who's our event manager. She's helped to coordinate locations and find people and advertise, and very grateful to her for that. And Christy's friend Erica is a belly dance instructor, and she has an awesome fusion of belly dance and Bollywood. And so she's going to be there to help get us moving and comfortable with our body and just plain having a good time, fun. And let me just say that, you know, one of the basic rules of the day is come comfortable, be ready to laugh and have fun. You know, it's not all serious. It's a day to really enjoy yourselves and create some awesome bonds. One of the other facilitators that we have with us is going to be Judith Kane, and Judith is talking about mad money, and who can't relate towards money issues when you're between a mother and a daughter?
So true.
Like, I want that pair of pants, $119. Where do you think I'm going to get that money?
Hey, that'll pay my mortgage.
Yeah. So, you know, the being able to bring Judith's wealth and knowledge about simple and very practical money skills, I think will be a great tool for everybody. Judith and I talked a little bit about how is money sexy? But you know what? There's lots of fun ways to learn about how to save for those pair of jeans and still be able to do stuff, and how to be able to look ahead and be able to manage money now in fun ways. So she's going to be there. We're going to have some practical skills to be able to walk away with and some really core communication strategies to help.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that speaks so much to respect that you are offering all of us to learn a little bit more of, how to respect yourself and your time and your money and your essence. And when I say essence, I'm thinking of the henna? That's how you say it.
Henna,
right?
Yes, or mendy art, yes.
It's like, Oh, you're kidding. I might indulge when I have a moment.
Yeah.
So why did you decide?
We have my neighbor and great friend Yumna is going to be there and bringing her mendy skills. She's got some beautiful henna art that, you know, we'll be drawing on the hands with some henna. And so she'll have some designs that she can do for you. But last year, the young ladies who were there really enjoyed doing designs on each other and then on themselves. And they just gathered around the table and also, you know, just ended up making new friendships and chatting, you know, with each other while they did this henna art, which was awesome. And conversely, the moms also were able to have some time together to connect and talk and discuss, you know, some of their common issues. So it was a really nice, a nice aspect to the day to have that. And as well, there's also, we will have some ladies who are makeup artists using some Arbonne products this year, and they'll be there to do mini makeovers for moms and daughters. And then we have Ima Ortega. Is that the right last name? I hope so.
Yes, Ima Ortega. She's an amazing.
Yeah,
I just had a conversation with her. Yeah. So
she's
Ima she is an amazing photographer. And what I love about her is she sees exactly what you see. She's a mom, and she knows how precious photos are. And I think that's an extraordinary idea. Because I know I was always worried about having my picture taken, but when you're in that place, that mom-daughter conference, you're giggling so much. You're having such tremendous conversations. You're not even thinking anyone would be taking pictures. And when all said and done, I know, Kim, you're going to bring it to us and say, you know what? This is a great time that we all had together.
And every mother and daughter gets to walk away with that portrait. They get to pick a portrait.
Wow.
So they can remember that day. And they get to keep that.
Oh, so, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, they get to pick a picture and have it. And then they have the option of buying other prints if they've enjoyed all of the pictures that were taken of them. So, you know, yes, you get comfortable and relaxed and enjoying yourselves and you get to, you know, have that memory, have the bond, learn some skills. You know, and the whole day is also, I just want to say the whole day is wrapped with some very purposeful questions that you'll be able to reflect on at each workshop. And it's all within the theme of how to listen to each other. That's this year's theme, is listening to each other deeply and passionately, showing respect, showing a desire to want to build a positive relationship together.
And that means some incredibly active listening, too.
Yes.
Wow. Tell me, in addition to all of that tremendous information that we will all come out with, you chose a charity.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the charity you chose to help support?
Absolutely. Yeah, Hopewell Eating Disorder Facility here in Ottawa. Hopewell.ca is their website.
Right.
They are the only facility in the city that addresses eating disorders in the community. They provide They provide a variety of workshops on awareness of eating disorders. Self-help groups of particular interest to me is body image workshop. They support young women in body image workshops. So they are a group that deals primarily, not exclusively, but they deal with young women because young women have previously or historically been the ones with who've shown eating disorders. Now we have young men as well, but they are in line with what I Am Possible is about, which is, you know, supporting positive relationships, self-awareness, and self-love.
You have a great guest speaker who will grace us at the conference. And she was kind enough to speak to us a couple days ago. And tell me why you chose Catherine Dines.
Yes. Catherine Dines is a local radio DJ, yes, and with Magic 100 here in Ottawa. And she participated last year with her daughter, her eldest daughter, and had a very positive experience. And that was good to know. But when I was looking for a guest speaker this year, I wanted to invite somebody that was a mother-daughter pair.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, you know, that would be interesting to have a mother and daughter speak together. And if that was out there, then I would try that. And it occurred to me, oh, Catherine would be a really good pick for that. And so so I asked her, and she accepted, and I was very happy for that. And so when we talked about it, we talked about her daughters, and not just one daughter, both her daughters will be there speaking with her.
They will. Okay.
Yeah. So we have that added bonus of not just the mom, but the daughters, and some very frank conversation, I'm sure, about their relationships and how they choose to bond and how they encourage each other. Looking forward to that. And apparently, I've heard rumors that Miss Kathy Smart is going to pop by and say a few words to us. And if that happens, I will just be thrilled to tickle. Absolutely.
Well, and anyone in this vicinity, anyone who enjoys eating as much as I do, knows that Kathy Smart is, she wrote this amazing recipe book that is incredibly thoughtful with, I'm lactose intolerant, so she was, in her recipes, you don't have to use the standard milk. In her recipes, I know people who need gluten-free, and she has stepped up and said, you know what, we can make changes. And if she shows up, I'm going to have to suggest that Dr. Oz should be quite happy about that too.
That's right. She had the great privilege of being there on Dr. Oz TV show. So we would have the great privilege of having her share some wise words with us and with Catherine.
Now, we have talked about almost everyone who's going to be there, your incredible team that has helped put this together. We'll be hearing, I know, from moms and daughters who've decided, yes, of course I'm going to be there. And I don't know if it's a sellout yet, but I anticipate that's the case. And
we are so close.
Will you be speaking? You are the creator, the founder of I Am Possible. Will you be speaking to us?
Yes, I will. Yes, we will. We will have an opportunity to speak together in the morning as I guide you through some of the warm-ups and some of the initial communication guidelines. So we'll have a bit of opportunity there, and then at the conclusion of the day, we will also gather and we will do some debriefing together, and I will speak at that time as well. So I will wrap the day up from the beginning to the end.
Wow. And you're giving things away, too.
We are giving things away. Oh, guess what happened the other day? We got a donation of a wonderful workshop for a mother and daughter at a florist shop to do some creative work together. We've got that as a prize giveaway.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Okay.
I'm so excited. That's just such a bonus. We have gift bags for everybody that attends, and those
right.
first 10 people who purchased their tickets received a webinar with me called Feel the Fear and Communicate Anyway, as well
oh.
as a copy of my book and a 15-minute communication coaching session with me.
Will
so
all of us have
very,
the opportunity?
Very valuable day. Pardon me?
Indeed. I'm just wondering, will all of us have the opportunity, once all is said and done after the conference, will we be able to hop onto a webinar? That webinar?
We will have a different webinar coming up, and
okay.
it will be all about listening. So it'll be about the practical skills of listening. Look forward to
I could use those.
Can't we all? Different times and places. I have great skills, and other times and places, they're gone. Sometimes in the car with my son.
It really is just, it's just taking a vacation. That's it.
Yes.
On your website, I love your website. It gives me everything I need to know because your posts are brilliant. You know, I'm looking at this one. It's, what was I reading? When lipstick grows on trees, feminists in action, and when daddy isn't there, celebrate Father's Day anyway. Thank you very much on that. I grew up much
yeah.
of my life without my dad. I am good enough, and therefore I am mom enough. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm reading posts that you have on your website. If you have not reached, for those who are listening, either now or in future, www.grandmak.ca, GRANDLikeDonald, MLikeMary, AK like King.ca, you'll find information about what Kim puts together on an ongoing basis. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at your book, Wishing, and it says, everything you need to know before they get into trouble.
Yes.
So I look at that, I read that, I feel that. What were you saying there?
Everything they need to know before they get into trouble. It's not to assume that all girls will get into trouble. Some do, some don't, and that's fine. What is trouble? Some people will have different perspectives. But I am so passionate about providing life skills, practical skills, functional skills, and that includes communication, that includes navigating relationships to young women before, right? So even as young as 9, 10, 11,
absolutely.
These are the ages where they need to have had choices and the opportunities to make choices and to fail at choices and still be supported through those choices so that they learn. And, you know, you want to provide them with everything they have before they become into that more autonomous, rebellious, peer-oriented, independent person who
right.
will be distancing themselves from you. Right? So these are the things that you kind of need to know about before they are on their way out. And that our kids are on the way out the second they're born. The purpose is to develop and grow and become an autonomous person. So the question to the parents is, what do you need to know? What do you need to be doing to support them being successful that way?
And that is a brilliant last words. I am possible. It is Sunday, November 3rd. Make sure you've got your tickets. All of you who are listening, make sure that you let people know that this conference is available to you and all that know you who want to do more with you. Thank you. Your team is amazing, and I am going to be requesting if we have them have a team call here on Blog Talk Radio.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and efforts, Kim. May we all walk with that attitude of gratitude. I'm Jacqueline Richards. Enjoy your day.